Detta är intervju med Karl-Oskar Theodor Olsson som var född i Galveston, Texas den 17 oktober 1900. Hans fader var Karl Petter Olsson, född i Askim församling. Modern var Ester Sofia, född i Helsingborg. Och det är idag den 4 december 1974.
Ja, ni förstår inte svenska, säger ni?
No, I never was privileged to learn the Swedish language. My father died when I was 2 years of age in Galveston. My mother had 2 other children beside me, and she was thrust out among the English-speaking people to make a living for us 3 children. Therefore, in the home, we never did hear the Swedish language spoken, or we were taught. And I never did, just never did learn the English, the Swedish language.
Right. So. You were born in 1900. That was the year of the hurricane, wasn't it?
I was born in October 17th, 1900. The Galveston storm was September 8th, 1900, 1 month before I was born, in which some over 6,000 people perished from the island and were washed out into the sea.
How about your parents then? Were your father living at that time?
My father was living at that time. My father died in 1902. He was one of what they call down there the longshoremen, worked on the wharf. And after the 1900 storm of September, the cotton floated all over the island, all over the inland, and they paid so much a bale to recover that cotton, those bales of cotton. So my father was instrumental in securing a large number of those bales, and he took sick, developed pneumonia. And in 1902, he passed away. Oh, so you see, I don't remember him at all, no.
And he was born in Askim, Göteborg.
That's right, in April 24th, 1867.
Oh. And he came as a sailor then to Galveston?
He came into Galveston sometime about 1889 or 1890. He married in 1894 on June the 9th.
And your mother's name was?
My mother's name was Sophie Nelson. And
she was born in Sweden too.
She was born in Sweden, but I don't know the exact
exactly
where.
Did they know each other before?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I have been trying to run down the genealogy of my parents by writing to Sweden, but so far I haven't been able to establish her birth date or her actually maiden name, which I think was Sophie Nelson. But I'm still trying to gather that information. Both parents on my side, of course, and parents all the way back are from Sweden. My parents are the only ones that came from Sweden to America, sometime at Galveston, sometime about 1889 or 1890.
So your parents, they were living in Galveston at this time?
They were living at Galveston at the time of the 1900 storm. And they lived in the middle section of then Galveston and were quartered up in a two-story building on 15th and Strand Street when the hurricane struck. As for the information that I've had passed on down to me, they stayed in the home that they lived during the storm.
So they were not hurt?
They were not hurt. And I had one sister 4 years younger than myself. She was born 1896. She was there with them. The parents, my parents.
Oh. Does she remember the storm or anything?
She faintly, because I've spoken to Olga about it. No. But she's 4 years older than me. But when the storm, she's 4 years older than I am. She was born in 96. She mentioned very little. She remembers some things about it, but as a 4-year-old, not too much.
No. So your mother then, she remarried after?
No. My mother, started working after my father died, and my mother passed away in 1914. And she died in Del Rio, Texas. Her remains were brought back to Galveston. She is buried in Galveston by the side of my father.
She went to Del Rio for her health.
She went to Burney, Texas in January 1913 for her health.
And did you go along to
her? I went with her. My brother and I went with her. And she stayed in Burney, Texas until March 1914. And then she decided, the doctor told her she should go to a higher climate. And she started out with my brother and I to Alpine, Texas. And we had to go through San Antonio to Alpine. And my mother told my brother that he'd better go back to Galveston. So we put him on a train to go back to Galveston. I went with my mother from San Antonio west toward El Paso to go to Alpine. But we got as far as Del Rio. She had tuberculosis. And we got as far as Del Rio, and we had to get off the train. And we found a place to stay in Del Rio, and she died on March the 7th, 1914, at Del Rio, Texas. Then I took the remains back to Galveston, and I think we buried her on March the 9th, 1914,
you
in Galveston.
You were 13 years of age then?
13 years of age, that's right.
Oh, so you remember what...
I remember quite a bit of it. I do, yes. I stayed with her and ever since 1914, we stayed in Galveston, the three of us. And then in 1917, I met a young lady in Austin by the name of Naomi Stoll. And we came up here from Galveston, two other young men and myself from the Swedish Methodist Church in Galveston. And in those days, when you attended the convention in the Methodist Church, they put the delegates up in various homes of the members of the church. So we were privileged to stay in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Carl Stoll in Austin, Texas.
And they were also Swedish.
All Swedish. And there I met my wife-to-be.
Uh-huh.
And I married her June the 22nd, 1921.
You mentioned you were a delegate for the Methodist.
Methodist. We used to have what they call effort league conventions once a year. We'd meet at different towns. For instance, we'd meet at Hutto, Texas, for instance, Georgetown, Texas, Galveston, Texas, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, wherever they had a Swedish Methodist church. Mm-hmm. And we'd go from these various places to the various places as delegates. And we were coming in 1917 to the home of Mr. and Mrs. Charles Stoll for an effort league convention of the Swedish Methodist Church.
Your parents, they were Lutherans?
My parents were Lutherans.
In the Galveston Church?
In the Galveston Church. And when I had to establish my birth by virtue of being with the railroad, establish my birth for retirement purposes, my birth was recorded in the Mount Zion Lutheran Church at Galveston, Texas. And there my record was established for my birth. My sister is still a Lutheran. My brother is still a Swedish Lutheran. My brother still lives in Galveston. He's retired from the Missouri Pacific Railroad. And my sister lives at Farmington, New Mexico.
So did you join the Methodist Church then, or did your mother join too?
No, my mother never did leave the Lutheran Church. My sister never did leave the Lutheran Church. My brother never did leave the Lutheran Church, but I did. I was raised with a family, that is, I wasn't raised exactly, but I was so closely associated in living with Reverend and Mrs. Sonner, and he was at one time pastor of the Swedish Methodist Church, and we lived across the street from the Methodist Church, so I just fell into the Methodist Church by virtue of association with the Methodist people.
Oh, so that was after you come back then from Del Rio, or?
Yeah, that was after my mother died in 1914, and I left Galveston in 1920, August 1920. I had been with the Santa Fe Railroad from 1915.
Yes.
So I started with them as I was 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I worked there for 5 years at Galveston. And then I got a job up in Austin, Texas with the Southern Pacific. So I worked with the Southern Pacific from 1920 to 1965, 45 years, and then I retired.
So your first job then as a railroad in 1915, what was that?
That was at Galveston, the Santa Fe Railroad.
I
was an office boy with $27.50 a month at Galveston, Texas.
Running
errands and mailing out mail and opening mail and such as that is what an office boy would do.
And that was a good job to...
$27.50 was a good job with 50 cents out for hospitalization that gave me very little to live on, but we made it.
Uh-huh. So then you moved to Austin.
Then I moved to Austin in August 1920.
Yes.
And
then you married.
I married her in June 1921. I was here 10 months before we married.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And We have two children. I have a grandson. He's 29 years old. And I have a granddaughter. She's 22 years old.
So when you come to Austin, there was still railroading then for 45 years. You said,
well, I've been railroading from 1920 to 1965.
And then you belong to the Methodist Church?
We belong to the Methodist Church.
Because your wife was Methodist?
Yes, she was Methodist. We both belonged to the Methodist Church.
Here in Austin.
And then we joined the Free Church in about 1946.
Here in
Austin, Texas, yes.
So you never belonged to the Decker Church then?
No, we never belonged to the Decker Church.
And you've been living here in Austin?
Ever since August 1920. Well, with the exception of a few months spent in Houston, with the Southern Pacific moved us down there for a short time, and I was moved back to Austin, but I didn't stay there, just a few months there.
No.
So the Free Church, now they've been what you call Swedish all the way through. I mean, Swedish preachers, and they preached in Swedish the first time when you came here.
Oh yes, yes. Even the Methodist Church.
Oh, you belong to the Methodist.
We belong to the Methodist Church first, and during the time there when Reverend Howe was, he died in December 1918. But we did hear him preach several times, but it was switching to the English language then, even then. But then they would have occasional Swedish services. And then when Reverend K.G. Norberg came, well, then they switched over English entirely.
Yeah.
But prior to that time, they'd have maybe one service a month in the Swedish language. But after about 1926 or 27, somewhere in there, they switched over entirely to the English.
Oh. And when you became a member here in Austin Church, then the Methodist?
Yes.
The United Methodist?
Well, it was called the Methodist Episcopal Church North and Methodist Episcopal Church South.
And it was located close to the capital?
It was close to the capital.
Yes.
The village.
And was it entirely Swedish then, the church? There was no Americans in it?
I would say 99% of the
Swedish
Swedish extraction.
Yes, then more and more Americans came in.
Men demanded the English language.
I see. Yes, but did they marry into Swedes then? Or
yes, they'd marry into the Swedish family. And
that's the way they come into the church?
That's correct, right.
Yes, but how about, like today now, for instance, there are other families today, this... pure American.
That church is all American now. The church that we belong to, Methodist Church.
Yes.
It is all
the former Swedish Methodist Church was all Swedish, but after they reunited with the Methodist Church, they formed what they call now the Memorial Methodist Church and United Methodist Church, and I understand that they're predominantly English speaking now, and the Swedish is very few left.
Yes. And did this Methodist Church now have connection with Illinois, the Swedish Conference up in Illinois, in Chicago?
The Methodist Church?
Yes, with the Swedish Conference.
Well, I don't know, but the headquarters, I guess the headquarters of the Methodist Church was in Chicago, yes. That'd be
So you have exchanged them with other Swedish pastors from other parts of the country?
Oh, yes, when you call a pastor. We do that in the Free Church.
Uh-huh.
No.
And then you joined the Free Church, you said?
We joined the Free Church in about 1946.
And that was the one that was founded out in...
That church originally was founded, the Austin, present Austin Evangelical Free Church was originally founded at Decker and also at Elroy, Texas. They're both small farming communities south of Austin, country churches.
Yes.
And in about 1923, the Decker Free Church and the Elroy Free Church decided to fold up. But the members got together between Elroy and Decker and they said, let's form a church and begin at Austin and have a free church in Austin. So in 1925 or 1924, they did that. They bought some land and finally built a church, established it, and the congregations from the former Elroy and the Decker Free Churches, they moved into Austin, and the church here in Austin started in April 1925. And Carl Nelson was the first pastor of that church, I guess that's Carl Nelson, C.G. Nelson, mm-hmm. C.G. Nelson, and a lot of the Swedish was used then. In fact, a lot of the records, of the early records, yeah. maybe of our church, were in
the Swedish
language.
Yeah. All the those records in Swedish. Uh-huh. Because I've heard the ladies tell about it, in church. It was all in Swedish. Uh-huh. So the members now are still living at Decker at that time. Did they go into Austin then for worshiping, or did they join another church?
They come to Austin.
A lot of them came to Austin. Some of the original families, very few of them, are still living at Decker.
Yes.
There's and one belong that belonged to the Austin church and will commute back and forth from
that's the descendants of Henning Ljungqvist.
Well, the descendants of some of the original,
yeah. Lives out there in Decker.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She comes to our church and her. And
how come this Free Evangelical Church, they had a little group that almost in every place where the Swedes settled on, like Georgetown or Brushy or. And Decker,
yeah,
and in Elgin,
yeah, Elgin, that's right,
and yeah. In Brady,
Kimbrough,
another one,
yeah.
Well, the one in Elgin is just a new church.
That's
a,
that's, but
Kimbrough.
I mean, but it's an outgrowth
it's
of the Kimbrough,
Kimbrough
Church,
yeah.
And also
Kimbrough.
The Austin
yeah.
Evangelical Church
yeah,
here at Austin.
In Kimbrough, where was, my parents went to that church after they left the Lutheran Church. They lived around Kimbrough. My daddy was a farmer there before he came to Austin, and they attended this Kimbrough Free Church, and then that's the church. The tornado came and blew that down, and then they rebuilt at Kimbrough, and a few years later they moved into Elgin.
Oh. So there's an outgrowth of two churches from Kimbrough, one at Elgin and one at Austin. Now, he mentioned to me a while ago if he could get some information from the present church here, and I told him I'd give him Arthur Swinson's name, and he can call him and
yeah.
find out what information
it,
he'll know all about it.
He's
because
from
he's from Kimbrough, but instead of moving to Elgin, he moved to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ja, ni fru Olsson, ni förstår svenska i alla fall.
Det gör jag visst.
Era föräldrar, vad hette er far?
Carl Severius Stoll.
Ja. Och han var född var någonstans? I Almesåkra var det väl?
Grimstorp, ja.
Almesåkra.
Ja.
Och er mor, var hon född någonstans?
Hon var född i Almesåkra, Småland, Sverige.
Och det är på samma ställe då, ja.
September 28.
Ja.
Jag kan inte säga september.
Så er far nu, han heter Stål. Det var väl ett soldatnamn det, eller? Han berättade aldrig om det, er far.
Vad säger ni?
Er far, alltså, er fars namn var Stål. Det är ju ett typiskt soldatnamn. Han berättade aldrig om att han har varit soldat eller hans far hade varit...
Jag vet inte det. Det vet jag inte.
Du berättade aldrig någonting om Sverige?
Nej, inte för mycket. Inte...
Okay. Men ni pratar svenska sinsemellan?
Ja, mm-hmm. Ja, det gjorde vi.
Och han kom hit vilket år till Amerika? Eller till Texas, rättare sagt?
Det kan... Don't know.
Vi känner sig
don't
till
know
det.
What year he came to Texas.
No, don't.
Var någonstans kom han hit till Austin, eller?
Det tänker jag att han gjorde.
Ja. Var han jordbrukare sen efter ett tag? Han köpte en gårdbit, väl?
Ja.
Ute i Kimbrough?
Kimbrough, mm-hmm.
Ja, och var ligger det någonstans?
Where was it, you say?
Ja, var ligger det? Where is located? Det är nära Elgin, väl?
Ja, mhm. Ja.
Så hur stor gård hade han?
Ja, det vet jag inte.
Det känner inte till.
Han arbetade på järnvägen också.
Ja, så
det gjorde han.
Så han hade bara gården som en liten...
Ja, han gjorde det.
Och bodde på, ja. Mm-hmm. Så ni är födda ute i Kimbrough då?
Nej, jag är född här i Austin. Ja. Men jag har en bror som var... Född där ute. Och
hur många syskon var ni?
Tre.
Tre.
Uh-huh.
Och två flickor och
två.
Mm-hmm. Och en enda flickan, ja.
Ja.
Och föräldrarna, var de lutheraner, tillhörde den lutherska kyrkan i Lund kanske?
I New Sweden.
Och New Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Ja.
Och då gick de till Kimbrough, till frikyrkan där i Kimbrough.
Och då gick med den efter ett tag? Jaha. Så då är ni uppväxt som fri evangelisk?
Ja, först var vi metodister. Och sedan vi gick till frikyrkan här i Austin.
Ja.
Mm-hmm. Våra föräldrar var de hade vad ska jag säga? Det var
döda
när vi gick till frikyrkan.
Och på så vis. Mm-hmm. Ja. Men de tillhörde frikyrkan då, era föräldrar, sa ni i Kimbro.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ja, det vet jag. Mm-hmm. Ja, det är väl en annan känd man som var frikyrkoman, eller fria evangeliska kyrkan, fria evangeliska kyrkan, Gust F. Jansson. Mm-hmm. Var var han född någonstans?
Jag tänker det var ute i Georgetown, Brunswick var han född.
Ja, det är norr om Round Rock.
Yes.
I närheten där uppe.
East, ja. Yeah. Mm.
Så hans föräldrar, de tillhörde den fria kyrkan?
Yeah. Ja. Mm-hmm. De kallade honom Texas Jansson, han gick till Chicago och Minneapolis. Men de kallade han Texas Johnson.
Jaha. Mm. Så ni är kända med honom, eller barndomskamrat kanske med honom? Eller?
Yes.
Ja, han var äldre än er väl?
Oh yes.
Ja. Mm-hmm. Men ni känner honom mycket väl?
Yes. Jag tänker han var 25 år äldre än jag.
Ja. Er make känner bra till honom kanske? Ja, han tycks inte känna till så mycket, men ni känner honom kanske bättre då. Er mor?
Hon kände igen henne bättre än
vad ni gjorde. Ja. Alltså det var ni bodde här i Austin?
Yes.
Ja. Var det efter att han blivit predikant som han var bekant med er?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Så han kom ofta på besök då?
Ja, yeah, vi hörde han. När han predikade så gick vi där. Han var uppe i Chicago och Minnesota.
Och i Minneapolis?
Uh-huh. Men han kom ner här för revival meeting. How you say that?
Och jag sån där evangeliska väckelsemöten.
Ja, yeah, väckelsemöten. Så gick vi till dem.
Ja, ni har ju en skiva här som han har pratat in, alltså en predikan. Vi ska väl höra lite grann på den kanske.
Anden som har varit hos Herren under vilotiden kommer åter till jorden i Jesus sällskap för att inträda i kroppen vilken uppstår förhärligad. Detta sker innan det levande förhandlar. Ofta har vi talat om att få möta våra kära i himmelen, men vi skulle ha få möta dem redan här nu, och vi skulle ha sällskap från hem. Hör du ensamme gamle som sitter där i din koja med endast minnena kvar av de lyckliga dagar då det dina omgåvor dig. Snart går en ny dag upp för dig. Den trogna makan som du lade i graven skall trycka din hand igen.
Så den rösten som ni hörde predika nu, den har ni hört många gånger?
Yes.
Och ni förstod på svenska vad han sa?
Yes, uh-huh.
Ja, och de äldre svenskarna nu som gick till en sån väckelsekampanj, fick de en god upplyftande predikan, tyckte de?
Yes.
De tyckte han var bra?
Yes.
Ja. Men han var lika, vad man säger, fluent på engelska naturligtvis som på...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Så det var inga svårigheter för på vilket språk som helst? Och...
No, he could preach. English and Swedish.
Ja. Hur länge tillhörde han den fria kyrkan, Jansson?
Well,
gick han till skola sen efter ett tag uppe i Chicago? Eller hur kom det sig att han gick över till missionsvännerna?
Det vet jag inte.
Ni känner inte till det? Nej. Eller gick han i skola här nere i Texas?
I believe he did. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Jag tänker han gjorde det. Mm. Ja.
Så i ert hem nu, fru Olsson, pratar ni mycket svenska?
Inte mycket.
Inte det?
Nej.
Men ni gick i den svenska skolan väl?
Ja, yeah, jag var ung, jag tänkte jag var 12 år och när jag...
Det var vardagsskola på sommaren där, ja?
Ja, i sommaren så gick jag till svenska skolan.
Och det var kyrkan som anordnade?
Ja, Methodista kyrka.
Ja, här i Austin?
Ja. Mm-hmm. Ja.
Och hur länge höll det på? Var det bara...
Det var bara... 3 månader, tänker jag.
Alltså på sommaren?
Ja.
Och vad läste du för någonting? Vad var det för ämnen? Var det religionskunskap och så svenska då naturligtvis?
Jag vet inte.
Var det många i de där klasserna? Ja, men ni kommer väl ihåg vad ni lärde er? Alltså ni kan ju fortfarande svenska och...
Inte för mycket, jag har förglömt det.
Jaså.
Vi var inte många som gick till den skolan. Det var prästen som var, kan du säga, lärare?
Jag som var lärare.
Mm-hmm.
Ja. Så era barn har inte kunnat tala svenska?
Nej, eller förstått svenska? Vi har en dotter.
Ja.
Hon kan inte tala svenska, han kan inte förstå. Vi just didn't preach. We just didn't talk Swedish even after she was born.
Så ni har en dotter, det enda barnet?
Ja.
Ja, och ni är gift med en flygplanspilot eller en som kör de stora planen. Hon
ja.
Bor i Houston.
That's right.
Ja. Och vilket bolag arbetar han för?
Pan American Airways.
Ja, men de flyger inte utifrån Houston, inte?
Nej, det gör de inte.
De kör på västkusten, eller östkusten?
Yes, yeah, San Francisco and Los Angeles. He flies from Los Angeles.
Ja, mm-hmm. Och han bor i Houston?
Ja, det gör han.
Så då har han en 2000 miles resa för att komma till sitt arbete?
Det är sant.
Så han flyger långa turer då utomlands till Japan väl och...
Ja, yeah. He flies to Japan, he flies to Saigon, over in Vietnam. And he flies to England,
France,
oh. And to South American countries, what, Manila, Guam, all those South American countries.
So han är borta länge då i
Italien? Ja, han är gången mer än han är hemma.
Slut på intervju. Och det var Carl Oskar Theodor Olsson och hans fru i Austin, Texas som berättade. Och det är idag den 4 december 1974.